From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Presidential hopefuls weigh in on Dallas. The slain suspect in a deadly attack on police officers in Dallas, Texas, was a U.S. Army Reserve veteran who served in Afghanistan. Law enforcement officials identified him as Micah Xavier Johnston of Mesquite. That's a suburb of Dallas. He was killed following a standoff with police early Friday. Five police officers were killed, seven other officers wounded in the ambush. The presumptive presidential nominees for the Democrat and Republican parties have both weighed in with their perspectives on the week's tragedies. Hillary Clinton speaking before an AME church in Philadelphia.
Rebuilding our communities where the police and citizens all see themselves as being on the same side will require contributions from all of us.
Donald Trump posted this comment on his Facebook page.
We must stand in solidarity with law enforcement, which we must remember is the force between civilization and total chaos. The deaths of Alton Sterling in Louisiana and Philando Castile in Minnesota also make clear how much more work we have to do.
The shootings are prompting President Obama to cut his trip to Europe short by one day. The decision did not change the U.S. leaders' plans at the NATO summit that was concluding in Warsaw on Saturday, after member states agreed on new efforts to deter Russia from threatening member states on the alliance's eastern flank. This is NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
We do not and we will not recognize Russia's illegal and illegitimate annexation of Crimea.
President Obama announced that the U.S. will be sending nearly 1,000 troops to Poland as a deterrent to Russian aggression. This is VOA News. Authorities in a Pakistani border province say that steps are being taken to prevent police harassment of Afghan refugees, but have vowed to continue arresting and deporting those with no legal status. Pressure has grown, especially from host communities calling for authorities to send Afghans to their home country, citing economic and security concerns. Imran Khan is the chairman of Pakistan's PTI party, that is the leading provincial ruling coalition.
What we need is the help from the seniors of the Afghan refugees, who then cooperate with the police, which is what I've been trying to do, so that these criminals are isolated from the bulk of the refugees.
According to the United Nations, recent political tensions between Pakistan and Afghanistan have also added to the challenges for one of the largest and most protracted refugee situations in the world. But Khan says that efforts are being made to ensure a comfortable stay for Afghans who are there legally.
There is no doubt that these are people living in desperate situations, and they are not there out of their own will. It's because of the situation of Afghanistan. And it is our duty to ensure that they live as comfortably as we can make them live.
KP province, which borders Afghanistan, hosts most of the refugees, despite being the smallest of all the four Pakistani provinces. The sounds of gunfire yesterday afternoon outside the state house in South Sudan. Journalists on the inside hit the floor to protect themselves. South Sudan's top leaders are urging the public to remain calm after shooting broke out near the presidential compound and other parts of the capital of Juba on Friday. President Salva Kiir and rebel leader turned Vice President Riek Machar were at the compound preparing for a news conference regarding a separate clash from late Thursday when the gunfire erupted. First Vice President Riek Machar.
We want to continue this process of dialogue among ourselves, resolving issues so that the country comes out of the conflict. So we are calling on all the population, all South Sudanese, whether armed or not armed, to respect ceasefire. Your government is making efforts to ensure that the peace agreement is implemented.
Both men, along with Second Vice President James Igo, went ahead with the news conference. There was no immediate word on who was involved in Friday's shooting. Casualties are reported to be over 100. According to military spokesmen, the Nigerian army has cleared a major road that links the country to Cameroon and Chad after wresting control from the Islamist militant group Boko Haram. Dignitaries from Nigeria and the UN participated in a ceremony to officially reopen the road in Borno State. That's in Nigeria's north. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.